Mother's Day Poetry, a selection of verse read by Tim Graham and Gisela Rowe. Introduction. The relationship with our mother is one of the most powerful many of us will ever feel. It rivals those with our children and partners in a way that both permeates and challenges how and on what terms we live our lives. A woman giving birth is not only bringing life into the world, she is doing so usually at great pain to herself. The fact that this is transformed within minutes of birth to a deep, unconditional love is truly beautiful. Whatever the future brings for mother or child, that bond will hold. The first attempts at language by babies and toddlers is usually m and ma, a universal sound for mother. In every race, culture and domain, mothers are seen as both a symbol and living emblem of love and nurture, of comfort and safety. As we grow older, that relationship changes, but on a fundamental level remains giving, unconditional and unequivocal. As we become parents ourselves, that circle of experience completes a full turn. For poets through time, this unique and fulfilling relationship has enabled some of the greatest verse to be written by some of our most famed poets, from Wordsworth to Whitman to Tennyson. We hope this experience of listening to these carefully chosen words will help you reflect and further enjoy the experience that a mother's love has brought to your life. Their devotion to us ensures ours to theirs. Whilst we celebrate Mother's Day once a year, every day is their day.
The Mother of God by William Butler Yeats. The threefold terror of love, a fallen flare, through the hollow of an ear, wings beating about the room. The terror of all terrors that I bore, the heavens in my womb. Had I not found content among the shows every common woman knows, chimney corner, garden walk, or rocky cistern where we tread the clothes and gather all the talk? What is this flesh I purchased with my pains? This fallen star my milk sustains, this love that makes my heart's blood stop, or strikes a sudden chill into my bones and bids my hair stand up.
To My Mother by Lucretia Maria Davidson. O thou whose care sustained my infant years and taught my prattling lip each note of love, whose soothing voice breathed comfort to my fears and round my brow hope's brightest garland wove. To thee my lay is due, the simple song, which nature gave me at life's opening day. To thee these rude, these untaught strains belong, whose heart indulgent will not spurn my lay. O say, amid this wilderness of life, what bosom would have throbbed like thine for me? Who would have smiled responsive, who in grief would ever have felt and feeling grieved like thee? Who would have guarded with a falcon eye each trembling footstep or each sport of fear? Who would have marked my bosom bounding high and clasped me to her heart with love's bright tear? Who would have hung around my sleepless couch and fanned with anxious hand my burning brow? Who would have fondly pressed my fevered lip in all the agony of love and woe? None but a mother, none but one like thee, whose bloom has faded in the midnight watch, whose eye for me has lost its witchery, whose form has felt disease's mildew touch. Yes, thou hast lighted me to health and life by the bright lustre of thy youthful bloom. Yes, thou hast wept so oft over every grief that woe hath traced thy brow with marks of gloom. O then to thee this rude and simple song, which breathes of thankfulness and love for thee. To thee, my mother, shall this lay belong, whose life is spent in toil and care for me.